You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Eritrean-American singer Astu began her journey with music at the age of 5, singing gospel as the daughter of Christian ministers. With the 2018 release of her debut album, Patterns, the songstress explores her experiences of love, redemption, and Black womanhood. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Astu tells her story of the path that's taken her from being a former minister herself in Oklahoma, all the way to finding a new sense of identity and belonging in the city of Oakland.
You know, I can do this. I'm not a failure. Like, this is real. Like, this path is real for me, and I just have to keep going. And I just make mistakes along the way, but just keep doing it. Like, it's gonna happen.
Where did you come from, baby? Where did you go? Love doesn't last forever, but I didn't know.
My name is Astu. I grew up in San Jose, and I actually was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is pretty funny. To me, it's pretty hilarious. And I came here when I was 3 with my family, and so I grew up in the South Bay. My parents actually have a really amazing story. They grew up in Eritrea, which at the time was going through a lot of war and a war for independence. And so they had a lot of, they were refugees. So they traveled a lot through Eastern Africa, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, Ethiopia. And as they were, they found each other and they found God. And particularly through charismatic Christianity, Pentecostal Christianity. And so they would travel through Sudan and Saudi Arabia preaching the gospel. My parents were thrown into jail multiple times. There was like, my mom was, my mom and my aunt actually were both pregnant with my brother and my cousin. And they were thrown into jail and they weren't given food. And I mean, they experienced a lot to where, for them, Christianity is like so deeply rooted. So I was born into that kind of a belief. Something that's actually literally saved them, or what they believe saved them, you know? Our house was like, you know, secular was a huge word. It was a bad word. And so for us, it was like Christian music, Christian television, nothing, you know, we weren't watching Disney. And we weren't listening to Michael Jackson or, God forbid, Prince. And so for me, from such a young age, I knew, you know, music that was worship to the Christian God as good and everything else was bad.
I put on the chain, so he won't leave me. I want to a play for more child, so he run away, so he won't leave me.
I remember, I think I was like 3rd grade, was the first time I heard a song by Michael Jackson, and it was Black, I think it's called Black and White? Yeah. And I remember just hearing that melody and just feeling like in shock. I didn't know that something like that existed. I mean, gospel music is beautiful and I love that. But that was like, I still have that memory of hearing that those melodies. And just thinking like, oh, wow, like, that's what I want, you know? So as I got older, you know, I definitely, like, listened to other, to secular, quote-unquote secular music as I got older. And, like, my brother would sneak it, you know, in the house when my parents were gone and that sort of thing. And I'd go to my friends' houses and, you know, I, like, started hearing like Mariah Carey. Tupac and Biggie and, you know, Bone Thugs. And it was just like, it was like this world that I wanted so badly, but it was just like, I can't have that. That's bad. But I loved it. And I was like, okay. And like, it was like this innate feeling of being bad.
Run quick, see what do we have here now? Wanna ride or die?
So as I got older, I eventually caved in, you know, like I always knew I would. And I went to a seminary college and became a minister myself. So I was in Oklahoma. I went back to Oklahoma where my dad and my uncle went to college. And I became a worship leader, you know, and the full extent of it, like I got married to a minister, you know, we bought a house, like we got a dog. Like I was like, I'm gonna, you know, this is the American dream. This is what my parents came here for. You know, this is what God provided for me. And so I was singing and I was making music, but it wasn't the same thing. Like, I really do love gospel music, and it was a really beautiful, like, experience. But it was still, something was, like, really missing.
It's been a long time since we felt it. And my people, we hungry. We wanna take it back to love, back to love, back to love. We gotta take it back to love, back to love, back to love.
So I ended up leaving all of that, and I just like had made a decision, like, I'm just not doing this anymore. I'm not living other people's lives anymore. I have to live for myself because I'm living this other life and I'm so unhappy. And so I just started like slowly making decisions that were based on what I really like was passionate about and really truly desired. And the more and more I did that, it was just like everything made sense, you know? Leaving was this realization that like I want to be happy. I remember saying that to myself and being like in shock because I'd never ever even thought of that concept, which was weird because it's like so simple. It should be your beginning, your intention, you know? And then when I left, I found music, my music. When I write, it's like, I always feel like I'm following something, you know? And I'm like, oh, it's getting away. Like, let me curve to the left or, you know, whatever I got to do to, like, keep with that emotion or keep with that feeling and see where it's going to take me, you know? The title track, Patterns, it was very emotional. Like, I was just, like, in my room alone. And so I just sat down. And I remember it was probably, like, 10 o'clock at night. I just had my headphones and my whiskey and my little recording stuff. There's not a lot of lyrics, but that one was like pure emotion.
I am the Joker, and you are my king, and it ain't you. Every time it hurts so bad.
That track is kind of like the culmination of the whole EP. Like, because although all these songs were about, mainly about one person who, that's 2 years ago, I met and fell in love with, that song was kind of a realization that, like, not that this person isn't special, because this person is very special to me and is teaching me so much about myself, but that song made me realize that these feelings that I was having and that I was emitting through those words and through patterns, I realized like, oh shit, like I do this, I've been doing this my whole life. Like I fall in love and I like, you know, I experience these like overwhelming emotions and I think that they're the only one. And, you know, 6 months later, I fall in love again, you know? And so it was really a recognition of like, what are these habits? Like, what are these patterns? And if I'm not getting the results I want, like, what do I have to do to change that, you know? And to find, like, real love, you know?
If you ever wanna come back, if you ever wanna come back to me, come back to me, come back to me.
when I came to Oakland, I had no idea that I could be accepted for who I was, and not only that, but celebrated for who I was. As a Black woman, it was like revolutionary for me. I'm so grateful that like there's a place in the world, and I know there's more places like this, but like to be in a city where it's like being a Black woman is like revered. It was like, it was just so, at that time, I was so vulnerable and I just needed to be loved, you know? And Oakland did that for me. Like, Oakland just like took me in its arms and loved me and like said it was okay. I'm getting hella emotional, but just told me like, you're beautiful and like everything that you are is right. And like, wow, I needed that then, you know? Because I had like wiped the slate clean and I was just kind of like, what am I? Who am I? What am I doing, you know? And when I came to Oakland, it wasn't like, hey, you be this or you be this. It was just like, we see you. Oakland has given so much to me, you know, from the beginning. Oakland just, the moment I got here, Oakland just gave to me. And so like, all I want to do, I don't want to take from Oakland. Like, I just want to give to Oakland, you know?